Dr. Montgomery, you've done a marvelous job with these beautiful dresses in the exhibit Putting on the Ritz.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. There were so many beautiful objects to select from in the collection that it was difficult to actually choose only 33 to show of the ladies and two of the gentlemen.
Only two tuxedos.
Tuxedos tend to have the same shape and the same look for a long time. And honestly, there were so many beautiful women's garments that by the time we focused on the men, most of the mannequins we owned were taken.
Goodness. Let's walk over here and look at this Emilio Pucci dress. That it's so beautiful. It's purple and blue. And describe that neckline for me.
Well, it's actually spaghetti straps, and you don't see that on the square, on the straight line neckline, because it's covered by a shawl. It was worn by Mrs. Bobby Lane, Carol Kruger Lane, the wife of the famous football player, and she commented that this was one of her favorite gowns to wear, and you can see how easy it was to move in that. There's nothing restricting it. It's sort of a knit that moves with your body, and I'm sure she looked very elegant in it.
It's a beautiful dress, beautiful colors, very bright. And what decade was this?
This is from the 1970s.
We also have a dress that Lady Bird Johnson wore. Let's take a look at this one.
This is a lime green gown made of chiffon with beautiful beading in the yoke area. It was designed by Molly Parnes, a famous fashion designer out of New York City. She designed for many of the first ladies, and Lady Bird writes about this the day that she wore this dress in her book about her biography of living in the White House. And she talks about the day that she wore this. It was the first state dinner held for a female head of state, Indira Gandhi, in 1966. And she was very excited to be present when the first female head of state was coming to the White House for a state dinner.
What an exciting time.
Yes.
And the dress is just beautiful. There's beading on the top around the neckline with, also we see again, kind of the shawl that goes around the neck and down the back.
Mm-hmm. And it could be worn in several different ways, over the neck, this way, sort of backwards, or around her. Although that particular night apparently was rather warm, so Lady Bird actually didn't wear that shawl, if you look in the pictures from the day, which the LBJ Library has shared with us.
It's absolutely beautiful. We also have some pieces worn by some local women.
Louise Underwood is represented here by a dress designed by Celia Chapman. Ms. Underwood remembers wearing this for her portrait, her official society portrait, which she resisted having painted because she just didn't want to deal with any sort of stuffy society sitting. But her mother encouraged her to do this and bought the dress, we think, at Neiman Marcus in downtown Dallas. By the time Louise wore this, she was married and had already had a child or two. It's just a beautiful, elegant, organdy dress with a lovely sort of apron effect over it and a pretty matching bolero that goes with it. Her daughter, Amy Underwood, is represented by the dress she wore to the assembly formal, which Amy says was selected for her by Margaret Talkington. You mentioned that we have several ladies that are well-known here.
Right.
Margaret Talkington certainly would be the most well-known for her fashion sense, and she's represented by three garments here, a beautiful white lace and black net gown from the 50s, a 1960s ecru colored jacket and gown with fur trim on the jacket, and then a beautiful white 1960s white shantung silk coat and dress, which are embellished with a lot of beadwork.
They're absolutely beautiful. Let's talk about one more piece. And I do want to tell everyone, when you come out to the museum to look at this beautiful exhibit, you're going to see a lot of shapes that are still worn today.
Many of these dresses were selected because of how beautiful they are, their timeless elegance. And of course, designers are constantly going back and picking up on very elegant styles to reinterpret them for today. As I mentioned earlier, selecting the gowns was incredibly difficult because there's so many beautiful ones in our collection. The timeless elegance just seems to flow through all of these that are here.
This burgundy, long-sleeved, long to the floor, what kind of material is that?
It's velvet.
Okay.
It's a rust-colored, or burgundy is really a better description of it, colored velvet that is trimmed with fur on the edge of the cuffs. And the dress is very elegant. It's very streamlined, as was popular in the 1930s. It showed off a woman's figure. This was worn by Alice Effie Brownfield Wilson, Mrs. Roscoe Wilson. Her family is the family for whom Brownfield, the town of Brownfield, is named. And her husband, Roscoe Wilson, was a prominent lawyer who helped to bring Texas Tech here to Lubbock.
It's just a wonderful collection and such a beautiful dress. And some of the styles that we see, you could have easily seen on the red carpet at the past Oscars not too long ago. Let's talk about one more dress. This beaded dress that looks to be from the flapper era.
The flapper era had to be represented by beaded dresses because they're so ubiquitous. They're so well known for that time period. This one was a short beaded formal of Baroque pearls over silver lamé. It was worn by Mrs. W.H. Bledsoe. Her husband was a state senator, and he was part of the locating board which brought Texas Technological College to Lubbock. And this was worn to the inaugural ball in 1927 for Texas Governor Dan Moody. And she bought this here in Lubbock, and the woman who sold it to her talked about remembering when Mrs. Bledsoe came in to purchase this gown. She purchased it with two $50 gold certificates. There's a whole story behind that
That's
that we
amazing.
Can learn just from this one dress.
Absolutely amazing. And I do want to tell everyone these dresses start in the late 1800s and go all the way to, is that the 1980s?
Right, they go from 1840 to about 1979, so okay. About 140 years of fashion, and they all reflect the changing silhouette that was fashionable at the time they were worn.
It's absolutely beautiful. Dr. Montgomery, thank you for your time.
Thank you.